Hey, it's Lucy.
I'm good. Can I come in?
Nice. I just wanted to chat. We could be friends, you know. Go on, sit. So, how are things? How your course is going? Literature's boring. I'm just trying my best to keep up with Amy. Although I hear you're giving her plenty of help. Oh, come on. You did more than that. She told me you basically wrote half her essay for her. Well, I came to see if you wouldn't mind maybe, pretty, please, write mine for me. I'm joking, you fucking dork. I haven't come here to make you do my homework. No, actually, I wanted to talk to you about something. It's about Amy. Do you know where she is tonight? No, you silly. It's so cute that you get so worried about her. No, she's fine. In fact, she's on a date. Yeah, she's with Tom. You know him, right? Yeah, I dated him a few times too, and well, he's really cool guy, and I'm glad Amy's going to enjoy herself tonight. Well, isn't it the same for you? Aren't you glad she's enjoying herself? Well, you don't sound completely convinced. It's okay. I think I know why. You like Amy. Oh, come on. You can be honest with me. I'm not going to run and tell anybody or anything. I'm not going to post it to social media. Ha ha! This loser just told me a secret. No, I'm not like that. I just thought you'd like to know. I don't think you're being honest. Okay, good. Now, keep only being honest with me, okay? See, the reason I came over is that, well, I already knew you liked Amy as more than a friend. I doubt anyone didn't know, honestly. And well, it's a complicated situation when feelings of desire get into a friendship like that, especially one as sweet as you guys. Well, I wanted to come up with something that might be best for everyone, so no one has to miss out here. Well, it's just the way I see it, but I think. I just think you might be beta. Well, it's complicated. Do you know what an alpha male is? A leader of the pack. Exactly. Well, do you think you're an alpha male? Hey, you promised me honesty. You're not sure? Well, I guess it's nice to see a bit of fight in you, but I'm not convinced. Like, did you notice how when I came in and told you to sit, you just kind of did it? An alpha male is sort of about taking the lead. So, if you're going to be really honest, are you an alpha male, a leader of the pack? Well done for being honest. So, if you're not an alpha, then you're smart enough to know what that must make you, right? Oh, being funny now, are we? No, I think it means you're a beta. Do you agree with me? Well, would it help if I gave you the definition of a beta, seeing as you did so well at describing an alpha? Well, like you said, if an alpha is the leader, then a beta must be a follower. So someone who just kind of goes with things when the right person leads them. You think you can relate to that? Right, exactly like that. I came in and you followed my lead, even waiting for my permission to sit down in your own room. See? It's giving beta.
Wow, so you accepted that easily. I didn't expect that. Huh?
Oh no, I'm not an alpha. I'm a woman. We're different. I was only using that as an example, but what happens next is, I suppose, up to you more than it is me.
Well, you see, there's a very special part of being a beta that I haven't described yet, and it's one that's going to be very important under these circumstances.
Okay, well, I could tell you more, or I can show you.
But we need to get a few things straight, okay? Well, first, whatever happens in here tonight, you don't tell anyone. You hear me? No one. Second, I want you to truly know I'm doing this because I think it's best for you and best for Amy. You may have some strong feelings in response to whatever, and those are okay, you can be honest with me. But it's also super, super important that you're honest with yourself, okay?
Don't get caught up in thinking of what you think you should feel like. Just allow yourself to feel things as they come. Good. Okay, well, I can see you're getting excited, so would you like to take it out?
Well, there's another point of evidence. See, an alpha wouldn't wait to be asked. He would just do it. But you, as we've agreed, are a beta. So I need you to ask me.
Wow, it looks like all your manners have gone out the window. I think you can do better than that.
Ooh, better. But what is it?
Oh, you do take instruction well. But I need you to add something else for me, seeing as we've agreed that you're a beta. And that would make your thing a what exactly?
Uh-huh, that's right. But put it all together for me. I want to hear it.
Oh, look how fast you learn. A little beta dick. Go on, show me. Come on. Come on.
Oh my god, see? How could you ever hesitate to accept what you are with a baby beta dick like that? No, it's okay. I'm only saying these things to help you. To make this all more sexy and fun, okay? It's like I said, nothing that happens in here should affect how you feel about yourself. It's just so that everyone can enjoy themselves, okay?
Look, did you enjoy it when I made you ask me to take your pants off?
I think you are. Look how hard that little thing is.
See, I'm making this work for you. If you follow my lead, you're going to have the most pleasurable experience of your life. Does that sound good? So, no more pouting when I add to the experience, okay? So, if I asked if you had a little beta dick, what would you say?
Oh, is that a question?
Let's try again. Do you have a little beta dick?
Oh, look at you now. You're such a good learner.
Honestly, you're going to have the most amazing time. I think you should take the rest of your clothes off and sit completely naked on the bed for me. There, isn't that nice? This is the first time you've been naked in front of a girl, isn't it?
No, don't just nod your head. You need to say your words.
You need to show me that you're willing to do all of this for me. Now, start stroking that little beta dick, okay?
Good beta boy. Does that feel nice to be called a good beta boy?
See, what you'll find is that lots of guys will get a sense of pleasure from filling their role. So for you, it's pleasurable to be a beta and be reminded of that in the same way that Tom is fulfilling his role right now.
You want to pretend you don't know that?
Oh, you need my help. Well, if you're here being a beta, what does that make him? Oh, couldn't work that out on your own. It's okay. The more evidence you need to be led, I suppose.
So, when your pretty crush gets on her knees and looks up at him pleading to shove his giant alpha cock in her mouth, it makes him feel good. You understand, right? It's everybody in their rightful place.
Oh, look at you. I think it's all getting too much and you're getting close, aren't you? That's how good allowing yourself to understand your beta nature makes you feel. I didn't tell you to go quiet, did I? Keep your answers loud and respectful, beta. Well, I'm not going to let you come yet. You're just going to squirt everywhere, get all shy, and ask me to leave and try to never mention this again. No, we need to make a commitment to you, truly making a change. Pass me your phone. We're going to text Amy. How's this? Hey, bestie. You know, it's very important to show her that you're just friends. Hey, bestie. Lucy let me know you're out with Tom tonight. Hope it all went so well. I can take a look at cute dresses for your second date. Oh, you think you'd like that? Picking the perfect dress out for Amy to make sure she gets her brains fucked out by an alpha? Betas make such good outfit pickers. You really notice the things that look great on a girl. See, this is exactly my point. Everyone's going to be oh so happy here. Are you ready to finish? Okay, well, before you do, it's time to practice one of the important parts of being a beta. Okay? You need to show respect. And you need to show gratitude. Like, when Tom fucks, he always makes you say, "Thank you for your big cock, daddy." Which is like totally crazy, but I love it. As a newly discovered beta, it's going to be very important for you to show gratitude properly. So as you finish, I want you to say thank you. Firstly, to me, of course, for showing you that you're a beta. Go on. Come on. Come on. Good beta boy. Now, to Amy for letting you be her cute little outfit picker. And finally, to Tom for fucking her so hard she screams his fucking name. Oh, that's it. Finish as you say it. Go on, beta squirt all over yourself. Ooh, wasn't that nice? Oh, don't look embarrassed. It was fun. Plus, now you've made your commitment. This is just the beginning.
All right, I'll show myself out. You just lay there in beta heaven. See you soon. Mwah!